Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Now, some quick takeouts on stories we're following this week. We start with Capitol Hill. Julie Mason's the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. She's filling in for our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, who is out this week. So, Julie, as we've been hearing all morning long, Max Baucus's bill made it through the Senate Finance Committee. Let's talk about what President Obama had today. This is what he said yesterday.
Now's not the time to pat ourselves on the back. Now's not the time to offer ourselves congratulations. Now is the time to dig in and work even harder to get this done.
So President Obama was criticized by some by staying out of the debate up until now. Are we going to see him appearing now in this debebate?
Well, appearing. He's sending Rahm Emanuel, his enigmatic chief of staff, up to Capitol Hill today to knock some heads together and get this thing rolling. Yeah, but Obama is going to be digging in, but it's going to be very backdoor. It's going to be very behind the scenes. We're not going to see the president putting down too many markers on this. They are saying he wants to sign a bill by the end of the year. But I don't think we're going to see him coming out too strong saying specifically what he wants. That's going to be very much behind closed doors.
Is he trying not to draw a line in the sand in case someone steps over it?
Well, that's the thing. The White House wants to preserve the president's political capital. If he declares, I want it thus on such and such in the health care bill, and then he loses, then you and I are going to be talking for weeks about how he got, you know, slammed in Congress and he's not getting what he wants and does he have any power. So they're going to be a little bit circumspect about it, but he does have to take a much more leadership proactive role in this now.
We've already been talking about health care for weeks, Julie, and it looks like we're going to continue to talk about it for a few weeks. But President Obama says it's not the time to give ourselves congratulations. But the Senate Finance Committee was definitely congratulating itself yesterday. Was this as big of a win as Max Baucus declared?
Well, I do think it's been overplayed a little bit. It's one bill out of one committee. They still have so much work to do. And now comes the really hard part, because now comes really sort of these grinding compromises and sort of behind closed door battles. And that's why, you know, when we talk about President Bush before, you know, we always used to kind of make fun of him for being the decider. But now Obama has to step up and be a bit more of the decider himself.
Okay, Julie Mason is the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Now, for business with Louise Story, the finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times. So big banks are releasing their earnings report. The first of them, J.P. Morgan, set the standard this morning. What does this report from J.P. Morgan say?
So it just came out 6:59 a few minutes ago. They have a $3.6 billion profit. They're the first of the big banks, Celeste, that are going to report earnings. We're going to see Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America. And bank earnings may make some people feel tired and want to go to sleep. But this is pretty important because, remember, with a bunch of these banks, we still have stakes in them. As taxpayers, we own part of them. So how they're doing is important. Plus, I'm going to look in this for a number of indicators about the economy. One thing you can see in these bank earnings is whether the banks are lending more or not, whether they're increasing their loans. You can also look at credit card losses to see how people are falling behind on their bills, as well as mortgage losses, to see whether these government modification programs are working. Another thing I'm going to look at is how much pay they're setting aside for bankers and traders. I've been writing since the spring that it looks like it's going to be a record year for bonuses again on Wall Street. We're back to 06, 07 levels. It kind of seems for a lot of bankers and traders like the financial crisis never happened.
Well, the rest of the country feels that it happened.
They feel it. But, you know, when you look at these numbers, it looks like the big bonus is back.
Are we expecting all of the major banks to be reporting profits?
No. So we don't know yet on all of them, but people are expecting Citigroup to have a loss. People are expecting Bank of America may have a loss. This is driven by their huge portfolios of credit cards and small business loans and loans to consumers. But even though they may have a loss, they are still setting aside a ton of money to pay their investment bankers and traders, because the investment bankers and traders are making money and want those big bonuses.
Okay, Louise Story, finance reporter for our partners, The New York Times. We know you're going to stay on this story. We'll talk to you more in the days to come. Now for sports with Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. And it's time to actually look at what the championship series looks like in baseball. Who's going to be playing?
On Friday, the Angels are going to be coming into the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are coming into New York to play the New York Yankees in the beginning of their series. These teams match up extremely well on paper. The offensively, they're both power hitting clubs, but I think the edge that the Angels have is their speed. They run the base paths really well, and they're going to really pressure the pitcher of the Yankees to make tough decisions at critical moments. And then in terms of the Yankees pitching. The Yankees pitching actually has the edge in the postseason. They have the lowest ERA of any team in the postseason. Their bullpen has been lights out. So I think it's going to be a good matchup of sort of power ball versus speed ball, what they call small ball, where people take advantage of every opportunity when they get on the base paths.
But who wants it more, Ibrahim?
That's a great question. I think in terms of the Angels have, in terms of their character and identity, when you get to this point in the season, the teams that are here have an identity. And the Angels have a strong identity because of the loss of Nick Adenhart. He died in a car crash. He was a young pitcher, 22 years old. He had pitched an amazing game, and then he died. Their identity around rallying around his family. They envision themselves giving the World Series ring to his parents at the end of the season. That's a really powerful reason to play, and I think that makes it difficult. The Yankees, on the other hand, they have four guys that have been with the Yankees for a long time: Andy Pettit, Jorge Posada, Mariano Rivera, and Derek Jeter. Those guys have been the core of the team for a long time. They are the Yankees' identity, and then you add in CeCe Sabathia and Alex Rodriguez, and you have a really strong core. Their identity is that they're creating the new Yankees lore. So I think you have two sort of immovable forces hitting each other in the face.
So in the National League, we've got the Phillies, and they're going to be playing the other team from Los Angeles, Dodgers.
Los Angeles Dodgers, yeah.
And what are we looking for between these two teams?
Well, these two teams match up quite well as well. The Dodgers have a great bullpen, and that's where they differ. Both teams didn't play extremely well in their series, but they won in dramatic fashion. They're really clutch teams. For the Phillies, their identity is around them being the World Series champion. And they have a chip on their shoulder. They can win any game against any team. And finally, their closer is playing well. For the LA Dodgers, it's really circled around. They have a bunch of different identities and a bunch of different egos. But what happens with them is that Joe Torre, the manager, a Brooklyn-born guy who started playing baseball at the Parade Grounds out in Prospect Park, he is sort of like the guy behind the scenes, the puppet master. He said publicly that this will probably be next year will be his last season. So I think that there's a certain energy that he's bringing into this as well, saying he's putting it all on the line with guys like Manny Ramirez. I think it's going to be an interesting series.
Okay, all on the line, Ibrahim. Who's going to win the Phillies and Dodgers on Thursday?
I think Dodgers are going to take it.
And Angels and Yankees on Friday?
This is tough because I'm a fan. I'm going to go with the Yankees because, and I'll say this, the Angels have owned the Yankees in recent years. This Yankees team is a different team, and I think they're going to take the edge them out, but in seven games.
Okay, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports correspondent. Thanks so much.
Hey, good morning.